Our theme tonight is a major overhauling of institutions. It's inspired by a quote that was reported in a book on Dylan Reed, the Wall Street firm where I had the opportunity to work and serve as a partner and member of the board of directors. It's a story of Clarence Dillon and Paul Nitze in 1929, and let me read it to you. Driving through New Jersey, Nitze asked Dillon if he thought the market decline an omen of hard times. Remember, this is 1929. Dillon thought for a few minutes and replied, "I think it presages the end of an era." By this, Dillon meant that what lay ahead was not merely a period of retrenchment after which affairs would be conducted as before. Rather, the world was in for a major overhauling of institutions. And where we sit right now is very much like 1929, not in the sense that we should expect a Great Depression, but that institutions are starting to break down, break apart, shift alliances, and lots of planning for changes in institutions is going forward and being affected. But things happen in very organic ways, despite the best laid plans. So a major overhauling of institutions has begun, in part as a result of a slower U.S. and global economy than was expected. Things are coming apart faster and coming together faster than I expected. So change is accelerating, but it's even faster than we talked about in the annual wrap-up in January, in the first quarter wrap-up. If you haven't listened to those, I really encourage you to go access those materials. I'm going to quote and refer to them tonight. I will put up by tomorrow a whole series of related charts and graphs and links to the prior wrap-ups. And I hope and recommend you use them as you listen, particularly in the section on financial markets. I was reading last weekend a wonderful investment book, and one of the studies or series of studies that the author described was analyses that showed the more knowledge and information you had, the lower the quality of decisions, stressing the importance of really focusing on a couple of key and important issues. So I've spent a lot of time over the last couple of weeks really stewing about what I want to talk about on the second quarter report, particularly as I drove back from California. You get these long drives, and it gives you a chance to think about what is really important. I was struck in my conversations with subscribers, both at our lunch in Marin and at the Secret Space Conference in San Mateo, how important it was for me to really emphasize and repeat what I believe are the most important themes so that we make sure we have a clear understanding of them. And it's also a deeper, more emotional understanding. So I've thought a lot about what I can say that will really bring that down for you and help and get you grounded in what you need to do in your life going forward. I want to organize my comments around seven areas. So I'm going to do them point by point. So let me just begin.